Hi, I'm Steve Mileto from the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 135 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters, my house in West Central Indiana. Still unpacking some of the things that I learned from the FETC conference. This was a conference in Miami, Florida this year, just got back from it, and am still kind of unpacking a variety of things, and one of which was the keynote speech by Daniel Pink. He's the author of several books, including Drive, which has to do with the motivation behind why we do what we do, but also from the book Win, W-H-E-N, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. And in the last episode, we talked about the power of breaks. Pink shared some of the research that's out there about the importance and the power of taking breaks. And another piece of his keynote that totally fascinated me, this was actually when I read his book Win, back when it was first released. This was probably one of my biggest takeaways from the book. It's one of the first things that he writes about in the book, and he talks about how our days have kind of like a natural ebb and flow with our productivity. So basically, what he said was that our cognitive abilities, our abilities to think and do, are not the same all the way across the board, not the same all the way across the day. When we wake up in the morning, when we get to lunchtime, when we get to the afternoon, when we get to the evening, when it's time to go to bed, all of those times are not created equal. And so he shared this research that shows that the ebb and flow kind of looks like this, that for many of us, we start off with a peak where where our cognitive abilities are strong, and then that peak goes downhill to what they call the trough. So the trough is where, so if you can imagine kind of like a curve where it goes up and then it crests and then it starts to go down into a trough, and then where it's low in the trough, and then we start to rebound. So it starts to curve back up. So there's a high point, a low point, and a high point for everyone. And it sort of depends on the kind of person that you are as to when this happens. For instance, you know, the vast majority of people, the peak happens in the morning, the trough happens in the afternoon, and the recovery happens later. For people who are considered like night owls, the later ones, their peak comes in the evening, and then they go to bed, and then the trough comes in the morning, and the recovery comes in the afternoon, I think. I think I've got that right. But I know for me, at least, and I think that this represents a lot of people, the peak is in the morning, the trough is in the afternoon, and then the recovery comes later. And so he said that there are different types of tasks that fit with those different times. So if you think of when your own peak happens, and then when it starts to bottom out into your trough, and then when your recovery happens, here's what you should do in all of those times if you have the ability to do it. So he said, number one, the peak is best for analytic types of tasks. So one connection to this with education is he said that for so many students, the peak happens in the morning, and for analytic work, that fits really nicely with math. In fact, he pointed to some research that said that when students do math in the morning, that's way more effective than doing math in the afternoon, just because it's so highly analytical. And so then when you go to the trough, You know, the trough is when, you know, it's like after, for a lot of people, I know for me anyway, that's like after lunch when, and you start to think that it's like, oh, I'm just tired of, you know, being at school. Oh, I'm just ready to go home or, you know, something like that. This is like scientifically proven that this trough happens for everyone. And for, you know, for me, it happens in the afternoon. And so he suggests doing administrative tasks in the afternoon, if possible. And I know that a lot of times we're locked into a rigid set of rules, or not rules, a rigid set of, kind of like a rigid schedule in education. So some, you know, a lot of times we don't have a whole lot of choice over this, but sometimes we have a little bit of choice. So being, knowing about this, this can be really useful. So the trough administrative tasks, like, you know, do an email or, you know, a variety of things like that, where, you know, it's kind of like your mundane, repetitive type stuff where you don't have to think really hard about it. And then during the recovery time, it's best to do insight work. He called it insight work. So, you know, that could be, you know, collaborating and brainstorming. It could be creative type work. Any of that stuff happens best in the recovery. I just found this fascinating. So if given the opportunity to pick when you're going to do these different types of things, this research suggests that during your peak, which again, you know, for me happens in the morning, that's the best time to do analytic work. During the trough, that's the best time to do your administrative work. And then during the recovery phase, that's the best time to do your insight work. So again, this is from Dan Pink from his book, Win, The Scientific Secrets of Perfect Timing. Something I learned during the keynote speech at the FETC conference. Good stuff. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.